Belinda presents this unabridged recording of To Ride the Wind, Frontier, Book 6, written by Peter Watt and read by John Vose. One. Lieutenant Colonel Patrick Duffy was approaching his 50th year, having served in 3 colonial wars for the British Empire. Tall, with broad shoulders, he still had the patrician appearance of a man who inspired confidence in those he led. As a battalion commander, he had brought his men off the beaches at Gallipoli a few months earlier, and his competence and concern for his men there earned their respect. Now, as he leaned against the damp parapet of the trench, scanning the no-man's land before him with a pair of field glasses, he wondered if they would continue to respect him after hearing the insane orders he must deliver to his company commanders. Briefed by the brigade commander at a gathering of battalion COs, he had raised the question of adequate artillery support for the planned assault on the formidable German entrenchments a mere 500 yards away. The answer he received made the tactic appear suicidal, although he as an officer could not reveal his personal opinions to the men he would lead in the attack. He could see a plain of knee-high grasses, nurtured by the rain and sun of the northern summer, sweeping towards a gentle rise, etched with the outline of entrenchments along the high ground in front of him. The sea of grass covered the scars of battles from the year before, when the British Army had suffered terrible casualties on the German-held ground. Now it was the Australians' turn to assault the German trenches. Only hours earlier, Patrick had been behind the Australian lines, basking in the warmth of a beautiful summer's day, listening to the lazy hum of bees as they buzzed around fields of red poppies, and watching butterflies flitting among pastures of blue wildflowers. The lush green grass dotted between neatly defined fields clearly impressed those men of his battalion who had worked the harsh lands of Australia, while the cleanliness of this countryside paradise was a sharp rebuke to his Gallipoli veterans, who were still living with the memory of flies, dust, and, when the dust had gone, the biting cold of the peninsula winter. As Patrick stepped back into the trench, his boots squelched in the glutinous clay. The stench of wet soil, cordite, decomposing flesh, and human waste permeated the muggy air. Now he was away from the land behind the lines, and had gone from heaven to hell in a matter of a few short miles.
"What do you reckon, sir?"
Patrick's second-in-command asked. Major Fred Higgins had once been a solicitor practicing with a well-known Melbourne firm before being commissioned into the army. Like Patrick, he had served with his local militia before the outbreak of war, and like all the men waiting that day, he was a volunteer.
"It's bloody flat terrain, and the Huns have the only high ground worth a pinch of anything," Patrick said, rubbing his eyes with the back of his hand. "If we cross that bit of ground without a truly devastating bombardment from our guns, then we can expect the worst."